Could the Pittsburgh Steelers really start the season with a quarterback other than Ben Roethlisberger? Right now, it sounds like it's possible. You're listening to the Clock Dodgers podcast. Let's talk about it.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
You play to win the game.
Now, man, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We're talking about
Locked in to the Clock Dodgers podcast.
Ben Roethlisberger, his job is in the air right now. The GM, the general manager of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Kevin Colbert, spoke Wednesday at a news conference, and Ben Roethlisberger obviously came up as a topic of discussion. And it's interesting what was said in regards to Ben Roethlisberger. Let's listen to it.
You know, Ben obviously is our quarterback. He did some really special things last year. We believe he still can do some special things as we hopefully move into 2021. Of course, Ben is under contract. We have some salary cap implications, not only with him, but with a lot of players and potential new players. So we have to be aware of that. He has to be aware of that as he is. We spoke right after the season. He came in and visited myself and Coach Tomlin and Art Rooney, and we all had good discussions, and we agreed that, look, we'll just stay in touch and see how things progress throughout the throughout these months as this salary cap and this offseason comes together.
What? So, I mean, was he playing it safe there? Was he just trying to say, hey, listen, we need Ben to take a salary cap hit? That's possible, man. It's possible that it's nothing more than just that. I say that because if you go to, there's some great sites for, you know, salary cap stuff if you want to check them out. But overthecap.com has Ben Roethlisberger as the number one highest paid salary for 2021 for a quarterback. He's coming in at over $41 million. It's his cap number. The next closest is another older quarterback, Matt Ryan, at $40 million. And then after that, nobody else is at 40. So they're all 37 and less. So he's coming in at the highest cap hit of any quarterback in the NFL. Clearly, there's two ways this can play out, right? He can return to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I would assume with a dramatic salary cap reduction of some sort. I don't know how much is guaranteed on that contract. We don't need to get that specific. All that matters is that they will either bring him back at a reduced cap, which, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, man, I don't know what he's like as a guy when it comes to his money and how he handles this kind of stuff. I'm sure he seems like a guy that it'll bother, you know, to take a cut, but I'm sure he would also do what he has to do to stay on the team. So we'll see if that's the outcome. If that's the outcome, you know, that Ben Roethlisberger just takes a salary hit of some sort, then nothing really changes, right? Ben Roethlisberger was a top 15 quarterback last year, especially if we're talking about fantasy football. Top 15, you know, there was a big drop-off, you know, when you're talking about the guys above him. I mean, you know, he was in the Derek Carr, Matt Ryan type of, you know, range. But, you know, there's the Lamar Jackson on up, you know, from 10 up. You know, he's not really in that range anymore. He's not putting up those kind of numbers. And it's not anything to do with, you know, his weapons or anything. He has amazing weapons in Pittsburgh. So it's just he's 30-something years old, 38, 30-something. He's old as, you know, he's old. And I know we see Tom Brady doing it, and I know we see Drew Brees doing it. But even Drew Brees, you know, had a down year last year, and he's contemplating retiring. So, I mean, yeah, he's getting up there in age, and that means everything is going to likely come down a little bit. Not everybody can be you know, Tom Brady. That's what makes him the GOAT. And so if he returns, I would assume that these numbers would likely stay around the same. I wouldn't expect some dramatic jump or a dramatic drop. I would assume, you know, in this range, in that 15 to 20 quarterback always is a safe place for him. But yeah, if he returns. Now, what's interesting is if he doesn't return, what happens if Ben Roethlisberger doesn't return? Number one, what do the Steelers do at quarterback, right? Like, we know there's options out there right now. I don't really see the Steelers trying to, you know, trade right now for a Deshaun Watson or a Carson Wentz. It's not really the game for them right now. They are, you know, in a bad salary cap situation, and I don't really see them trying to trade for, you know, a quarterback while paying Ben Roethlisberger's like dead cap hit, because his dead cap hit is like over 20 million. So even if they were to let him go, he has a big cap hit to the team regardless. So they're not going to just trade for one of these guys and take on all that salary. That's not happening. Is there a younger guy or a free agent, you know, or is it a Dwayne Haskins who's already on the team, which I see people, you know, we like to pump these kind of guys up, you know, we want to root for the young guy that, you know, came in with all this promise and now he's in a new team, new place, second chance at this, you know, career. But yeah, I mean, honestly, is it a guy, do they trade it for a guy like Gardner Minshew, you know, when they draft Trevor Lawrence at the top of the draft? That's not, you know, impossible to me. There are guys who could be traded for, from the Raiders, not Derek Carr, relax, Mariota, he's an option. There are some guys out there who I believe are options. Mariota's contract might actually still be a hindrance, because I think the Raiders did pay him pretty well, but I think they could swing it, I'm sure. Either way, there's some options that they could trade for. There's obviously some free agent options. They're not going to be that great. And then the other option is the draft. All we talk about is how good a bunch of these quarterbacks coming out in the draft are. So there's like five that everyone pretty much in one way or another loves one of these quarterbacks. And there's the top guys, and there's some kind of questionable, but we know teams fall in love with quarterbacks, right? Like, they don't care, you know, what we think or what, you know, analysts think or experts think or any of this kind of stuff. Some teams know guys that fit their system, that fit what they're trying to do, that can pick up their playbook and run with it, that they believe in more than any of us believe in. We see it happen in the draft. We see quarterbacks fall in the draft that we thought we'd get drafted earlier, and we see quarterbacks get picked earlier. So draft-wise, it could go anywhere. They could also trade up from the 24th pick, which is what I believe they have, into an earlier spot. So that's possible. There's a lot of options here. Whether somebody will let them, you know, trade up and get one of those quarterbacks, I don't know. We'll see. But if this quarterback, so if the quarterback stays the same, nothing changes for this offense for me. I'm not worried about anything here. I believe Ben Roethlisberger can another year, you know, do what he did this year, and you're fine. You're happy with the weapons he uses, because you feel like they're all going to produce. Because if we look at, you know, we talked about this, I want to say it was before the season ended. Jeremy, maybe was it the playoffs or no? Nah, maybe it was before the playoffs. We talked about how, you know, Juju, Deontay, and Chase all were 200 plus fantasy points in PPR. They were, you know, they all produced at a high rate, and it's odd to see that, right, with that many wide receivers doing it on one team, but they did it. And Juju is a free agent this year. He is not going to resign with Pittsburgh. Like I said, I don't believe that's going to happen there. And cap issues, everyone's gonna have, you know, salary cap stuff to deal with, but I think Juju's gone for sure. They already got Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool. You can't invest in Juju at this point, right? I mean, you got too much talent already here. It's just not a smart investment for a team to invest that much in three wide receivers. It's just, only unless they think Juju is better than the other two and they're gonna let one of those guys walk when their contract's up, but I don't see it happening. So Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, still great weapons for any quarterback. So whether it's Ben, whether it's a new quarterback, those are great weapons. So we already know whatever quarterback comes into this situation, the weapons are good, right? Whether it's a rookie, a vet, it doesn't matter. Good wide receivers. Running backs, solid, right? And this team is good at drafting wide receivers, and this team is good at putting an offense together. It's never really been an issue. So there's going to be plenty of options for them to fill any holes, make any changes. So the question becomes is, how much do you trust another quarterback in this position? How much do you trust them? Like, do you expect Big Ben numbers? Do you think they can put another quarterback in place and get a top 15 quarterback out of him? It's, I don't know, man. That's a lot to ask. That's a lot to ask. If we look at the quarterbacks from last season, there was Justin Herbert in the top 15. And I think he was the only quarterback, if I'm looking at this correctly, he was the only quarterback in the top 15 on a new team. And he was a rookie, obviously. Oh, no, Tom Brady. How am I forgetting Tom Brady? So Tom Brady and Justin Herbert, both new to a team, both had, you know, pretty good offensive weapons, I would say, for sure. These are two good offensive teams, and they produced. On the flip side, Cam Newton on a new team fell outside the top 15 barely, even with all the struggles, you know, that team had. Who else played on a new team? Teddy Bridgewater outside the top 15, barely scraping the top 20. Phillip Rivers just inside the top 20. Let's see. Joe Burrow, top 25. Obviously didn't play a complete season. Gardner Minshew, he's on the same team, but he had not played all the games either. The quarterbacks who came to a team and played for their first year there, there was some struggles, you could say, right? I mean, no, top 20, again, it's not bad when you're in relation to Roethlisberger, because Roethlisberger put up 277 points in fantasy last year, and Phillip Rivers at 20 did 250. So it's not a dramatic drop, but it's a drop. It's still a drop. So if you put a rookie in there, it's tough to believe a rookie, unless they get one of the top guys and get put straight into a position to just crush it. You're asking for a lot, man. You're asking for a lot for a rookie quarterback to get into the top 15. Justin Herbert did it, and we've seen the kind of season he had. It was absolutely insane. So certainly it's possible, but you definitely have to concern yourself with it. I would say this. For anyone concerned, you're playing Dynasty right now, and you're thinking ahead, right? Here's again, we look at windows, right? I love talking about windows when we talk about Dynasty football. You have a window right now. Big Ben situation is up in the air. If you have a league mate who is concerned about Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, because of this situation, you definitely capitalize on this moment. If you're the guy who's concerned, don't be. Because Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, they're going to be fine. Even if you have one rough season, those guys are so talented that you don't just bail on guys like that. So, and they're wide receivers, long careers. So you don't panic. This isn't one of those situations. This is not a team who it will get dramatically ugly really fast for them. I don't believe that. I believe this team is one of the better built teams to maintain its production regardless of who they slide in here. I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers would do anything to dramatically hurt this team. They know that they're a playoff, you know, contender. They could be a Super Bowl bound team. They have all the potential in the world right now. They're not a bottom feeder team, right? So if you have Steelers players on your rosters, do not panic. Do not move them. Do not concern yourself with it. If you want to buy, certainly, if you can get those guys at a discount, do it. I don't know if anyone's gonna panic enough, because most people probably believe Roethlisberger will take a cap hit. He'll restructure his contract. So again, I like to talk about these breaking news things. I like to talk about the stories of the day. I like to talk about these things because we live in a culture that is we swing so hard on news. We swing so hard on the latest, right? If you collect sports cards, I'm in the sports card. It's heavy. One play, one win, one anything, one loss can make a player's value swing wildly on a card. It's the same way in fantasy football. We see a player do something amazing, his value swings way up. We see him do something bad, or we see a couple games in a row, we're like, man, this guy's struggling. We quickly panic. And so I like to talk about the breaking news, the top headlines, the hot topics, because I always want to, you know, make sure that we stay level-headed. We acknowledge the window that's there in case we are trying to make deals, because, you know, it's fun to make deals all offseason. That's what keeps the game fun. It's what keeps Dynasty, you know, alive. It's why we love it, because it never stops. So this is one of your moments. And even if you want to buy, even if you want to go and try to trade for Big Ben, if you're in a super flex league, two quarterback league, bro, if someone's panicking on that right now, like, hey, man, he's getting towards the end of his career. He might not even be a Steeler in their mind, right? That's what we tell them. Man, this is an opportunity to buy, you know, to get a Big Ben on your team. It just makes sense. So if you need it, if you're like, you know, championship playoff bound, like you feel, if you're like championship playoff bound, you feel like your team is a contender, this is an opportunity. This is a buy low opportunity. And again, keep yourself aware of the idea of what this team might do, what they're capable of doing in this situation. I just think the dead money is so high on Big Ben. Like, the dead money is the size of guys, you know, regular quarterbacks' whole contracts for this year. So I just can't see them eating all that dead money just to move on. I just think they want to get down closer to what that dead money is at, so they feel like they're saving as much as they possibly can. And so that's what I think is here. So this is not a situation to overreact to. This is an opportunity, of course, to improve your team if possible, to improve your roster if possible. Yeah, this is a great situation all around. It's a fun conversation too, because this is a guy who's been in this position since like 2004. And we don't see these guys, you know, when we see it, first of all, you don't see quarterbacks stay in positions that long sometimes. In this case, we did see them, franchise quarterbacks, straight up all the way. We never even concerned ourselves with it. Like, is Big Ben going to be replaced? It's never been a conversation. So these are fun when they happen, when they pop up. So shout out to everybody listening. I appreciate you guys again. Again, everybody, I love the outpouring of support for the everyday episodes, the 5 days a week, the weekday episodes. I appreciate you guys for all the love, for you guys, you know, everyone who's tweeting it out and telling people about the fact that Clock Dodgers has turned it up, you know, and it's going 5 days a week. I appreciate you guys again. Your word of mouth, your, you know, you sharing the podcast, I can't thank you enough for it. Like, I'm not even asking for you to talk about it. So the fact that you're doing it is amazing. It's beautiful. I appreciate it. I try to do the same thing for people, and I'm glad that it comes back, you know, tenfold. And that's what's beautiful about life and supporting people. So shout out to you guys. I appreciate it. Shout out to all the new followers on Twitter, Instagram, all those good places. YouTube, if you're listening to the show on there, please subscribe. Trying to get the subscribers up on YouTube. Right now, we don't do video, but that is something we're looking to implement more and more. But right now, I just basically take the podcast and I throw them on YouTube. So if it's something that you use the YouTube app a lot, or you prefer to use it that way on a computer, at work, whatever it is, subscribe on YouTube. Or if you don't, just subscribe to help us out, because, you know, it definitely helps. We appreciate it. It's also a good, I like the comment section on YouTube. It's fun. It's fun to, like, you know, go back and forth with people on there. People get crazy on there. They hide behind their identities. It's fun. It's a different audience on there than, you know, Twitter and stuff where we, you know, interact with daily. So shout out to everybody on Twitter. Shout out to all the reviews, the 5-star reviews. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys. If you have any questions, concerns, feedback, hit me up, DM me, email me, contact@clockdodgers.com. You know the drill. Again, we're continuously involved in this 5-day schedule, this off-season schedule. You'll just continue to see changes, improvements, and all kinds of expansions upon things. And your support, your word of mouth, your reviews, you sharing it, you subscribing it, you telling someone else to subscribe to it, you are making this all possible. So thank you guys again. I can never thank you guys enough. I know sometimes it sounds like, why does he thank us so much all the time? But I really am appreciative of it. So shout out to all of you. You are the MVPs. Other than that, Cloud Dodgers, you know the drill. As always, be kind, be great, keep dodging.